Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It isn't easy being green.
Yeah, I'm green today. I'm wearing green colored beard paint, or whatever the hell it's called.
Does that mean we got to talk about the Jets?
Actually, yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, worked out very well.
Timing couldn't have been better.
We will get to everything today, including Xavier McKinney maybe telling us his future and what team he's going to play for. We'll play a brand new game for the first time ever of Running Back Bingo. And we'll explore the job statuses of all our coaches and managers in the beautiful tri-state area of sports. And, of course, we'll talk to you throughout the day, 877-337-6666. But I heard something this morning that really excited me, that got me feeling calm would be the word. And I'm usually not a calm sports fan. I'm an irrational sports fan at times. I'm an angry sports fan. I'm a crazy sports fan. But all I want is to be loved. That's all I want.
Okay.
When you root for certain teams in this town, you just want to feel love. And I'm about to play you a clip. It's very short. It's very quick. And it's to the point. And it's why today I am calmed about the future of the New York Jets. It's why I feel good about the future of the New York Jets. It's why I feel loved by the New York Jets. Ladies and gentlemen, he hadn't talked in months, and we missed his voice. We present to you Aaron Rodgers.
Feeling really good, and, you know, again, I'm hopeful I can play two or three or four more years.
Two or three or four more years. Well, after last night, I think both sides of the aisle will be chanting the same thing at their geriatric candidates. They'll be chanting, four more years, right? Four more years.
Four more years.
For either that old guy or this old guy. Well, guess what? I got four more years.
Four more years.
Out of my old guy. Aaron Rodgers, and what that does and what that proves to every Jet fan who has any doubts, to you, Tiki, to you, Sean, to anyone out there, is I am not thinking about the future at quarterback because I don't have to. The future of quarterback just told me he's going to be here for four more years.
You just have to worry about the backup in case he gets hurt.
Exactly.
Now, I'm being facetious, but I'm serious. The interesting thing is, until Tom Brady did this, who the hell was thinking about playing until they were 44 years old? And I almost feel like Aaron Rodgers is in the competitive space to prove everybody wrong about him, but also do something that no one else has done. And I felt that started last year with the Achilles stuff, and he wanted to come back, first person to come back, you know, in a season, even though it actually happened before, right? Didn't the running back for the
Cam
didn't he do it? And it wasn't the same season, but it was really quick.
Well, made a quick recovery.
Quick
from
recovery,
it, yes.
But but he ended up hurting it again.
It was, but it was, remember, very early in the summer, and then
right,
it lasted
right
until what, the
it
Super
wasn't
Bowl
until it wasn't like it was in the first game of the season like it was with Aaron Rodgers. So my point is, he's so competitive and so anti-hater. Like, when people hate him and tell him he can't do something, he's proven that he can, that he's going to try his hardest, his damnedest, to try to make that happen. And I think over the last couple of years, especially with him getting hurt, and then, first of all, leaving Green Bay and then getting hurt, it was, there's no way he's playing till he's 42 years old or 44 years old or 45 years old. Now I think he's gotten his mind, and you never want to doubt Aaron Rodgers, but in his mind, he thinks he can play.
Yeah.
As long as Tom Brady played.
Yeah, well, I think that the difference in mentality is everything. A year and a half ago, Aaron Rodgers said, I may retire. In fact, I was 90% ready to retire. Well, here in 2024, Aaron Rodgers just told us, I'm not even thinking about it.
Four more years?
I'm not only playing this year, I'm playing next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. And that gives me peace, because I think for a lot of us as Jet fans, we have viewed the Aaron Rodgers era and this current incarnation of the New York Jets as, hey, it's a one-year window. We got to go all in. And that shouldn't change the mentality necessarily of going all in. But what it tells me is that window may be a little bit more open than everyone realizes. Because, yes, he's 40 and eventually 41 and 42 and bleep happens. I acknowledge that. But if the mentality is there to play four more years, his words, not mine, then I'm ready as a fan to wrap my legs around Aaron Rodgers and say, go do it, bro.
I need to ride Aaron Rodgers.
And we should, because the Jets' best hope of winning this upcoming season, the year after that, and the year after that, is with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, despite anything you guys throw at me today. Because deep down, you know I'm right.
No, of course you are, because every team needs it. At the very least, a competent quarterback. And the only chance you're really winning is if you have an elite one or a top-end one. Maybe not elite, because I don't think Brock Purdy is elite yet. But you got to have a guy who you're not worried about on Sundays making the mistakes that are going to lose you games. And Aaron Rodgers is that guy. The question, though, just becomes, one, continuity of staff. Mm-hmm. Like, if they underperform for whatever reason, I'm not going to predict injury to Aaron Rodgers again, but let's just say underperformance, does the staff stay? And if Aaron Rodgers gets an entire new situation with the Jets, and a lot of people are talking about not having faith in Robert Saleh and his staff, what does that do to Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, you want a short answer to that? I'll give you the damn answer. Yes, the coaching staff could be gone, and Aaron Rodgers would be the quarterback a year from now. Now, obviously, a lot has to happen. I don't want to project that this season's going to suck and Aaron Rodgers is great, because that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But in theory, I have a Hall of Fame quarterback who up until last year had a pretty good track record of staying on the field. I mean, if you look at the last five seasons before last year, Aaron Rodgers went out and played, even sometimes through injury. So the track record tells us Aaron Rodgers will be out there.
Right.
And so I look at a guy who, yes, he hasn't done anything yet for the Jets. It's four snaps. It's one game. But he's the guy.
No, of course.
He's the quarterback. And yeah, if things go sideways next year, is there a scenario where you're blowing up the coaching staff and keeping the Hall of Fame quarterback? Absolutely. Yeah, that scenario exists. I think that scenario is likelier than getting rid of Aaron Rodgers after 1 year, if we're being honest, because he's just told us, and I think this matters. It certainly matters to me. He has told us, dude, I'm playing.
Four more years.
And I'm not just playing next year. I'm playing the year after that.
He wants to.
Yeah. Well, want is a big factor here, T.
Oh, of course.
You could have played more years. You didn't want to. You decided to walk away. And God bless you for that. Aaron Rodgers just told us, my intention is to play multiple more years, which is great news if you're a Jet fan.
If you're a Jet fan, it's great news. Now you just need to see it executed. Now, the question for Jet fans is, how excited are you going to get about this? Right? How giddy are you going to get about this? A year ago, you were so giddy about the prospect of a Super Bowl viability. I mean, he was talking about it. Everybody was talking about it. The question now is, what is it this year? Right? What's the expectation this year? Because there's still a lot that needs to be done, including offensive line, which we've talked about, and another receiving option, et cetera, et cetera. Like, just, it's not as many questions as, say, the Giants, the other team in town here, but there are still some questions around this Jet team. team.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And what's the expectation for them?
No doubt.
Despite the excitement that Aaron Rodgers is going to be here for
but
more
you
than
know what's,
a couple of years.
No, but you know what's not a question? What's not a question?
Who's the quarterback?
Is thinking about the quarterback next year. To my fellow Jet fan, I want you to get that crap out of your mind. I want to get it out of your mind that with the first round pick, they should even give thought to drafting a young quarterback. I want to get out of your mind, Jet fans, even the thought of using a second round pick. Well, they don't have one. A third round pick on a quarterback. I want to get it out of your mind that we as Jet fans and Joe Douglas as the general manager of this team should not think for a second about the quarterback of the future. There's no need to. You want to tell me Aaron Rodgers is going to blow up this year? It's a disaster. And even I'm coming on the radio in January saying get rid of him. Okay, maybe. Then you worry about it. But there is no reason when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback who just announced to the world 2, 3, 4 more years that you should use draft capital on a kid that in the best case scenario is literally sitting there for 2, 3, 4 more years.
4 more years?
You can't even consider it. And there are Jet fans out there that want to.
Wow, we got to be smart. We got to think about the quarterback of the future.
My ass quarterback of the future. The quarterback of the future right now is Aaron Rodgers.
I often wonder when Aaron talks if there's an ulterior motive.
What do you think this ulterior motive is?
I haven't figured it. And so there might not be. I think he just genuinely believes this, that he can play for 4 more years. When he says things, usually I don't want to say he's manipulating the perception, but he always says things for a reason. Like what's the underlying reason for him saying?
Oh, I just figured it out. It's working.
3, 4 years.
Yeah, you know what it is? To get guys like me to say, don't draft a quarterback. We don't need one.
that's it. And to send Joe Douglas the message that I'm not going to do with the Jordan Love things. So don't even entertain it. I'm here for 4 more years.
By the way, I'm glad he does that. Because here's what's really, really important when you're in this world the Jets are living in right now. It's a world that the Mets sort of tried. It's a world the Nets sort of tried. And I get it. It failed everywhere. You want to know the intent of your best player. Mm-hmm. Because if Aaron Rodgers behind the scenes is like, dude, 1 year, right. I'm coming back from an Achilles, I'm going to give it my best shot, then I'm out, then we have a different mentality today. Then I have a different mentality.
You're figuring out how do you go from 10 to someplace more interesting to potentially get a quarterback.
100%. If he told us right now, guys, I just want to be honest with you, I want to be up front, no matter what happens, I'm out after 1 year, we're having a different conversation, and I would appreciate the honesty. Having the mindset, whether you believe he's going to do it or not, because I get it. I can already tell you guys are doubting it. Mm-hmm. You're already saying there's no way it's going to happen. And that's fine. Doubt him. Doubt him at your own discretion. Doubt him at your own risk. That's fine. You should doubt him. Mm-hmm. But if his intent, and clearly it is I ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. 4 more years.
Challenge. 4 more years, Dan. Yeah, I'm not thinking about the future quarterback. You'd be stupid
to. The challenge in my mind is I saw Tom Brady do it. But Tom Brady never felt like he was, like, fading. He never felt like, oh, this guy does. He's getting old. Well, actually, his last year in Tampa, it did look like he was getting a little bit old. Now, he retired. I couldn't ever picture Tom Brady in it when he was 41 or 42 hanging it up. He just didn't look he didn't look old, didn't feel old, didn't feel injury prone. The only challenge with Aaron Rodgers is that right now he feels injury prone. Now, I know he looks
jacked.
Well,
how is that fair? He had one injury.
I know, but he...
Do you want to bring up the thumb injury from a year earlier?
No, forget that one.
Okay.
The only other injury that I can ever remember was the collarbone. And that was like 5 years ago or 6 years ago. It was just, it was a freak sack.
Right.
And he got landed on and he got hurt. That was the only time in his career he got hurt.
That was so, like 10 years ago now, too.
It was 10 years ago?
I think it was like 2014.
Wow. No, that's the point.
Right.
Like,
so he's not injury prone.
Dude, his
at
recent
all.
Memory until the Achilles injury is playing.
I know, but it jades, it messes with my mind a little bit because now I feel like he's old. But in the exact same situation with Tom Brady, I never felt like he was old.
I disagree with about the Tom Brady thing, and I'll tell you why. In 2018 and 2019, while the Patriots were still winning 11 or 12 games, mm-hmm. his stats started to dwindle. His dominant numbers right. started to go down.
Right. He wasn't throwing for 5,000 yards.
Correct. He was still good. No one's saying he wasn't, but it looked like, and by the way, those were ages 41 and 42. And then when he went to Tampa Bay and went to a brand new team, especially in the first 2 years, I'm not talking about his last year mm-hmm. in Tampa, he put up massive numbers.
Right.
Dude, he led the league in touchdown passes at age 44 when he threw 43 touchdown passes. So Tom Brady started to look in his early 40s as if, okay, I think Mother Nature is starting to catch up with him, or Father Time. And he's starting to show his age a little bit. And then upon going to a new team, mm-hmm. wink, wink,
yeah.
it kind of rejuvenated his career.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow. He is not Tom Brady. I know he's not. But let's stop acting like this is 1989. Let's stop acting like a quarterback can't play into his 40s when last year he got hurt with a fluke injury. And ask yourself this. Has Aaron Rodgers looked old? When he played quarterback in his last year with Green Bay, he was affected by a thumb injury. Did you ever look at him and say, boy, athletically,
no,
he's getting old. You never thought it.
No, you never thought it. You didn't think it until this year, until last season, because he tears his Achilles after having a calf injury for however many weeks it was. And in your mind, when a guy has Achilles injury, first of all, you think he's never going to be the same if he's 25 or 35. But now he's 40 and he's coming off an Achilles injury, and we know how these things tend to spiral. I'm not saying it's a harbinger of something. I'm just saying in my mind, I now feel like he's old. And that's not a knock on him. It's just a feeling that I have. Now, will he prove me wrong? Of course. That's what Aaron Rodgers does. He proves, or at least tries to, prove everything negative about him wrong. And I give him tons of credit for that. But still, it's I need to see it now. As opposed to Tom Brady, where I was like, I know he still got it.
Yeah, that's key. You knew Tom Brady had it.
Aaron Rodgers already know.
Ain't Tom Brady. He's not. And what you just did, Evan, you broke down two straight years now. We've seen with Aaron Rodgers has gotten hurt. He broke his thumb, played through it. It did affect him.
That's not an age injury, though.
No, but Evan.
That's an unlucky injury, and you know it, dude.
I understand that. But as you get older, yeah. even if you keep yourself in top shape, things tend to break a little easier, okay? He went from that. He went from the thumb. He went to the Achilles. The track record is, yeah, you could call them each flukes, and I understand that. He's not a 30-year-old quarterback anymore. He's 40. And by the way, it's funny how we just throw out Tom Brady, but we fail to mention Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Phil Rivers, Eli Manning, while still playing and effective, all basically you could tell age had hit them at a certain point.
Okay,
we have way more of a track record of that.
But you also hit on something really important in this equation. Playing and effective. Mm-hmm. For the New York Jets this upcoming season, and maybe even the year after that, and the year after that, since he's committing to four more years, they may not necessarily need him to be the best quarterback in the NFL. Now, it'd be nice. It gives them a better chance of winning a Super Bowl. But we just sat here for the last 2 years and literally came away from both seasons saying, boy, if they had any semblance of adequate quarterback play, they would have been in the playoffs.
Right.
In fact, let me raise this up. In Aaron Rodgers' final year in Green Bay, arguably one of the worst statistical years of his NFL career, right? Wasn't a good year. If he performs at that level for this Jet team, with this Jet roster, 12 wins.
Yeah.
No. And you know, Tiki knows I'm right.
But is that your goal to be the Browns last year? Or do you want to really compete here and own this
really
window?
Compete? They haven't been in the playoffs since 2011. Before you can celebrate as much as I want to, you got to walk. I actually learned that from you, Sean. You got to get there.
You do.
You got to get to the playoffs. You have to have success. If this man is saying four more years, then you got time to do that. Are you asking me, are the Jets going to win the Super Bowl next year? Probably not.
Right.
Do they have a chance? Yeah.
Well, it feels less urgent. Last year, it felt urgent. I don't know why. Before the season started, before he tore his Achilles, the Jets winning a Super Bowl felt urgent. So the only thing I'll give you is that it now doesn't feel as urgent. Now it feels like they can roster build the right way. They can try to get a more competent offensive line and try to put some depth and ancillary pieces, et cetera, around what Aaron Rodgers needs to do, but it doesn't feel as urgent. Now, does that take pressure off of them? It shouldn't, and maybe it's artificially doing that. That's the only thing you worry about. Like, that urgency that we felt last year doesn't feel like it's there if he says, I'm going to play four more seasons.
Four more years?
Four more years. Last night, I heard a lot of four more years on social media from everybody. Four more years of this guy. Four more years non-consecutively from that guy.
Nestor Cortez.
But four more years from Aaron Rodgers gives us hope. And that is why, to Joe Douglas and every Jet fan, I love you people, but we're going to disagree about this. We're going to fight. Drafting a quarterback and thinking about the future is stupid. The future is Aaron Rodgers. We'll get your calls next, 877-337-6666. We'll play a game of running back bingo. We'll mix in some baseballs. The show rolls on. And coming up at 5:30, you'll get to hear a random, exciting home run call from John Sterling to get you ready for this upcoming baseball season. I know. We are going to hear a lot about quarterbacks over the next 3 months, because it appears like the Giants are going to be super aggressive in drafting a young quarterback. And that's naturally going to get the Jet fans' eyes to wander and say, what about us? Who's going to be our quarterback in the future? The quarterback of the future, as crazy as this sounds on the surface, is a 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Because his plan for the foreseeable future, and you'd agree with this, Tiki, 4 years in the NFL is a lifetime.
Right, it's an eternity.
It's an eternity.
That's when we determine whether or not a drafted quarterback in that four-year span is worth keeping.
No doubt. It's also the period of time in which young players that you, if you happen to draft successfully and smartly, aren't overpaid yet. Guys like Garrett Wilson, guys like Sauce Gardner, guys like Breece Hall. So this window that the Jets have right now, assuming nothing catastrophic happens, and I get it. Could something catastrophic happen? We're the freaking Jets.
Yeah.
Of course it can. But the plan right now is simple. Try to win in this 3 or 4 year window and worry about quarterback when you have to worry about quarterback. Aaron Rodgers has told us, don't worry about the starting quarterback because I'm the guy.
Yeah, it feels also like an opportunity to add some more talent. So forget the quarterback, as you're saying, but add some more real talent to this roster so that you can take advantage of, one, the defense that you have, but also, I mean, these skill position players you mentioned, they're young.
Mm.
They're still, like, they're not injured. They're not banged up. They're not on massive contracts. Win while you have the ability to win, as opposed to having to pay for everything in free agency.
Absolutely.
Because once that happens, it gets really complicating. And we've seen teams successfully navigate it, like the Rams and some others, but it's 49ers. It gets really hard to start picking and piecing and dicing and like, all right, let's get this guy and we'll trade this guy. We'll get rid of this draft pick and get this guy. Like, that gets hard. When you have your quarterback kind of wrapped up and still on a pretty manageable deal right now with Aaron Rodgers, eventually his cap number explodes, but right now it's pretty manageable. Go bring talent, right? Forget quarterback. Go bring talent.
Mike is in Brick, New Jersey. How you doing on this fine Wednesday, Mike?
Yo, Evan and Tiki, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man? How are you?
What's up?
I'm doing well, guys. First off and foremost, Evan, before I speak to you about your New York Jets, I'd be remiss if I wasn't on the phone with Tiki Barber as a Giants fan and said, yo, my man, you're a legend.
Thank you, bro.
Had posters on the wall, thunder and lightning, the whole nine.
You're like the man, bro.
So much respect to you eternally.
I appreciate it. Ron Dane wrote me the other day. That's funny.
Much respect. If you can allow me to pivot to your co-host, Evan.
Yes.
Now, Evan.
Yes.
I listened to you for many years when you were Joe and with Craig, and now you're with Tiki. Big fan of everything you're doing.
Appreciate
you're killing it.
Thank you.
Now, you spoke a little while ago about Aaron Rodgers, and you heard me when I spoke a moment ago. I'm a Giants fan.
Yes, I respect that.
If you could allow me 20 seconds on your airtime.
I respect you as an IFO, an independent football observer. What do you got, pal?
Yo, my man. Listen, man. All my friends who I grew up with are Jets fans. When Aaron Rodgers played against Buffalo and he came out with the American flag and the stadium went nuts, I'm with my boys watching on TV, and I was happy for my fellow fan, my friends, my Jets fans. Mm-hmm. And when he went down, I felt that we were robbed of seeing if he was going to succeed or fail.
Yes, right.
Now it starts again. And I feel that the New York Jets would be, and I know you guys are pressed for time. You're the prime time show on WFAN. You guys killing it. But, Evan, I really honestly want your opinion.
What?
If the New York Jets had Darius Slayton, Wandell Robinson, Jalen Pilot, all of them, would you be happy with that? I mean, forget Saquon Barkley. He may be gone. He may be a Texan or an Eagle. We don't know.
Right. See how he pivoted back to the Giants. Yeah, you like
seriously.
That?
No, I would not be happy because what the Jets have right now, and it's a great starting point, is a legitimate, bona fide number one receiver. And those are tough to find.
Yeah.
And when you do find them via trade or free agency, you got to pay them an arm and a leg. Right now, Garrett Wilson isn't making an arm and a leg. So what the Jets now need to do, and it kind of goes with Tiki's point, is fill out this offensive roster around Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson. And so I love the fact that Aaron's best toy is a legitimate, bona fide number one receiver. And now you've got to fill in the blanks. You got to fill in the rest of this roster. And that gives you the best chance to win. And he said something that's really true. Not just as a Jet fan, but for a football fan. We didn't get our answer last year.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of predictions on what was going to happen to the Jets. Some were real bad. Some were real good. Some were some in the middle. And we never got our answer. It was taken away from us four snaps into an NFL season. This quarterback won't allow that to happen again. We're going to get our answer in 2024. Maybe it's going to make me happy. Maybe it's going to make us all miserable. I don't know. But we're going to get our answer, and then we may get our answer again and again and again because he's committed to four more years.
He says he is. He's only contract for two more.
Four more years?
But you think he's going to change his mind after the year?
No, I don't think so. But, I mean, like, it's going to require a restructure because I think he's got three or four void years.
They're
going
to restructure that crap out of that deal.
So, and again, it's a new deal, basically, that he's going to have to do and extend. But, I mean, if you're the Jets, now think about the prudency of this. If you're the Jets and Aaron Rodgers coming off an Achilles injury is, let's just say, average. Mm-hmm. Like, not great.
No, what's average? His final year in Green Bay?
Yeah. Okay. But healthy, because that was explainable because of the thumb injury that derailed him after that the London game. But healthy, but just say have an average career. Complete 2% of his passes, throws for 3,500 yards, 28 touchdowns.
I'm getting moist over here.
9 interceptions, 10 interceptions, whatever it is.
Done.
But the team is just, you know, they're like 9-7. And they make the playoffs, but get bounced in the wild card route.
Right.
Is that going to be is there going to be the same enthusiasm? Are you going to be going into the following season saying, all right, we're close to winning a Super Bowl now? For those that are also saying, you kind of need a backup plan also.
I agree they need a backup plan. They didn't have one this past year, but I want to answer your question. If the Jets go 9-8, we all agree that's a failure of a season. Okay, we can all come to that agreement. You know, unless you make the playoffs and then go on a great run and win the Super Bowl, then it wouldn't be a failure. When a season is over, whether we're talking about the Giants or the Jets, I think we can succinctly define why a season went a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very easy to do that. So when we're sitting here in early January of 2025 and we're having that postmortem on why they missed the playoffs and went 9-8, what's going to be the reason? Because I find something a little contradictory in what you said.
What's his?
If Aaron Rodgers put up those kinds of numbers, they're better than 9-8, which means something kind of funky happened. Maybe there were massive injuries on defense. I don't know. That caused that to occur. But if we're sitting here in January and you look at me and say, bro, I can't believe this is the case, but the reason they went 9-8 is Aaron Rodgers wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, yeah, it's a different discussion. Then I'm going to say, whoa, we got to reconsider.
Right.
But I don't think that's the scenario.
I don't either, but I also know that there's not a lot of quarterbacks, players really, that excel after 40. There's been one.
You got to throw that out. You know why you got to throw that out?
I know you
throw
it out.
It's a different world now.
So let's throw out Tom Brady and realize that no one's really just done it, especially not in this era of physicality in football. The injuries in the NFL are just, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, but Tiki, there's no physicality with the quarterback. It's a different world. This isn't 1985. This isn't George Blanda in the 60s and 70s. This isn't Earl Morrill. This is not that.
Yeah, I know. But
by the way, two quarterbacks who played in their 40s.
That's why I brought them up. I know, exactly.
Just from 100 years ago.
Did Fran Tarkenton also? Maybe he didn't get to 40. I know he was old, but he didn't get to 40. But still, it's unprecedented. And so to bank your future on something that's unprecedented, or at least has one outlier in the modern game, that's Tom Brady, isn't that risky?
And you're saying drafting a young quarterback and developing them is less risky?
No. I'm just saying.
I'm just curious.
Like the plan B, and it's got to be a viable plan B. And I think the Green Bay Packers had the right idea. No matter how much it pissed off Aaron Rodgers that they drafted a quarterback in Jordan Love in the first round and moved up to do so and didn't go get him extra assets, I think it was the right plan. Because in their mind, they don't know. They don't, 30, whatever he was at that time, 37, they didn't know when it was going to be over for him.
I know it's going to sound crazy for me to say that may not have been the right plan, because clearly Jordan Love looks like a good quarterback in this league. Here's why you don't know that. The Green Bay Packers have gotten close over the years, right?
Mm-hmm.
If instead of using that asset on a project quarterback, they used it on something that could have helped them, maybe they don't lose in the championship game. Maybe they win a Super Bowl. So I know it's easy to say, boy, isn't that a great plan? Look, it worked. Did it work? They didn't win with Aaron Rodgers at the end. And you could put a lot of that on Aaron. I'm not defending him wholly, but what I am saying is if you use that pick on something else and it works, sure, you may not have your quarterback of the future, but you win a Super Bowl. And I will tell you this right now on March 6th without any hesitation and without any doubt. Get me the Super Bowl. I'll worry about a future later. You get this franchise, this city, and this fan base a championship, our debate over who the quarterback is in 2027, we'll have it later and we'll live with it.
Yeah. So that is your bar now.
Or eventually, of course.
Okay. I think that.
Of course, it's the bar. I'm not saying it's going to happen in year one, and that doesn't make it a colossal failure if it.
Not if he's going to be here for 4 years. Evan.
Sean.
There's being here for 4 years, and there's being an elite quarterback capable of winning a Super Bowl.
Four more years?
There's no way with the green beard on your face we'll get to later. There's no way you believe over the next 4 years Aaron Rodgers gives the Jets the best chance to win the Super Bowl.
Over drafting a
Maybe
young
this
player?
Year I could buy it. No, listen.
What? Compared to what, Sean?
I think it's so obvious now, and it goes back to what Tiki said at the end of last segment about last year felt like a certain urgency and anxiety of which to win. And then everything blew up and he got hurt. And I think the reason that urgency is not there is I think deep down at your core, you and other Jet fans know, I just want to see it for Aaron Rodgers, and I understand, and I just want to get a taste of the playoffs.
Yeah, you need to know.
I need to know, and I need my core to get a taste of the playoffs. But I think in reality, what we now know Aaron Rodgers is for the New York Jets, and if 4 years is 4 years, is this. He's Alex Smith on the Chiefs. Give me good core-establishing playoff runs, and the guy who ultimately will win the Super Bowl for the Jets will be the guy that follows. And if that means not rushing it this year, and that's
that.
Next year, of course
no,
I can.
You can't, because Alex Smith, as good as he was never Aaron Rodgers. So you can't just say that's what I'm hoping for. Look, what you're trying to do.
You need to change your expectations.
Right. No. I think what Sean is getting at is that we don't know what a post-injury 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers is going to be. We don't know. Like, we can speculate. We can draw on the comparisons from his MVP season 4 years ago, 5 years ago, five and four years ago. Like, we can draw on that, but that's 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's going to look like. I know he's, beefed up. He's gotten jacked, looks muscular right now. But what does that tell you? That he's working out? doesn't tell you what kind of quarterback he's going to be for the Jets in the 2024 season. So, like, you got to start thinking about the plan. And I just had to go back and look.
Well, that is the plan.
I had to go back and look real quick on the Jordan Love thing. Think about this if you're the Green Bay Packers. What if you had, because they took Jordan Love at 26.
Yeah.
What if you had taken T. Higgins? Or
thank you for proving my point.
Or Michael Pittman Jr.
Yes.
Oh, wait, here's another guy. Good running back. Jonathan Taylor. All these guys went after him.
You're right, T. Wow. He had a couple picks later. Everybody, including Aaron Rodgers, wanted line. They could have took that Isaiah Wilson, who was a bust, and the Packers would have been screwed if they didn't take Jordan Love.
We all understand that the draft, you never know. My point back is it's very easy to say, boy, Green Bay got it right. They drafted Aaron Rodgers' replacement. They're so smart. The fight back to that is if they take someone and get it right.
In real time.
Right. And let's say it is Jonathan Taylor. Let's say it is T. Higgins. There's a chance they win the Super Bowl. And if they win the Super Bowl, to me, maybe Packer fans don't agree, that is worth more than just finding a quarterback. As cool as it is to find a quarterback.
You don't care about the quarterback.
I want to win a title.
You don't care who follows Aaron Rodgers at that point.
I don't care who follows Aaron Rodgers if I win a championship.
That's what I mean.
And I think at the end
of 2020 they had won a championship, and Aaron Rodgers is like, all right, I'm done. I got my second one. I'm walking off into the sunset. You guys are screwed at quarterback. But everybody would, we love you, Aaron.
Yes.
Thanks for getting us one more.
You wouldn't regret passing on a young quarterback when the guy you took helped you win a Super Bowl.
And by the way, you wouldn't have known that they passed on that quarterback because nobody thought that the Packers were taking a quarterback.
Right. Neither, especially Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
Let's go to AJ and Lincroft. How you doing, AJ?
Hey, what's up, Evan? I just wanted to touch base on this 4-year thing.
Yeah.
So, I love the Jets. I love Aaron Rodgers, but I can't take him saying 4 years seriously. He went from retiring to joining the Jets. He is just a darkness retreat away from retiring after 2 years. I do think he can play two, but I don't think I can't trust that he can play four. You know how he is. You know he can change his mind.
Yes.
After 2 years.
Yes and no. So I get it that, hey, he could change his mind. Since the moment he got traded to the New York Jets, he's been pretty consistent about this not being a 1-year thing.
Yeah.
He wasn't necessarily specific, wasn't giving a total amount of years, but since the moment he got here, he's eased all concerns of this being a short-term thing. So I haven't seen in his time here, which hasn't even hit a year yet, which is crazy to think about. It feels like it's been 7 years. I haven't heard him flip-flop all over the place. So you tell me, Tiki, do you trust Aaron Rodgers when he says, hey, right now my plan is to play 2, 3, 4 more years?
I do. I think that's what he wants to do, but I also think he's sending a message to the Jets. Don't think about drafting a quarterback. Draft me some assets.
Yeah.
Draft me Jonathan Taylor from the 2020 draft, whoever that may be, or draft me a T. Higgins from that same 2020 draft instead of Jordan Love. Get me someone who can help me. You know, I'm just going back, and I can't remember the NFC Championship game from that 2020 season, but just looking at the statistics, Tom Brady threw
it was Tampa Bay against Green Bay.
Tom Brady threw 3 interceptions in this game, right?
And he's overrated.
Aaron Rodgers outperformed him, right?
That's right.
From all statistical measures.
Say it louder, baby.
Right, but they still lost the game.
I know they still
lost. Yeah.
I don't remember.
They couldn't answer those picks because Rodgers had a couple bad drives.
Right. I just can't remember like how that game went down. I just remember that they lost. And so if Aaron Rodgers had one more playmaker, one more game changer, do they win that game?
You know, it's funny. Sometimes I make points, and Tiki looks at me like I got 10 heads.
Yeah.
And sometimes I make points, and he's like, I vehemently disagree with you. And sometimes I make points that throw him into this rabbit hole.
That's right.
And that simple point of, hey, I can't just accept the Packers made the right decision. What if they drafted someone that helped them win?
Right.
And now that you're looking at the draft, you're like, I think that's the greatest point Evan's ever made.
Well, I'm looking at the rushing statistics. They rushed for 67 yards in this game.
They could have used Jonathan Taylor.
That's my point. I think Aaron Jones might have been a rookie too that year, but whatever. All right, at the end of the day, it just feels like what Aaron Rodgers, no, he was like in his third year. What Aaron Rodgers is saying is go get me somebody who can make a difference on this team right now.
And I will give you a very simplistic answer that's extreme. Let's say, who would fall to the Jets in the first round? Let's say J.J. McCarthy.
Mm.
Let's go with him. All right. Let's say he falls, like this shocking fall, and there's Jet fans screaming, they got to get J.J. McCarthy. Mm. And let's say they pass on him, take an offensive lineman, And that offensive lineman helps the Jets win a Super Bowl. But J.J. McCarthy becomes Tom Brady. Okay?
You'd be okay with it.
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Because as good as J.J. McCarthy or name the quarterback may be, it doesn't guarantee me a Super Bowl. Mm-mm,
especially not in 2024.
Right. It's more doubt. Now, having a quarterback for the next 15 years sounds dreamy. It sounds amazing. I certainly don't know what that's like. And yes, ideally that would happen. But we don't live in an ideal world.
No.
If you can win a Super Bowl and that gives you a better chance of winning, I'm on the same page as Aaron Rodgers. And you know who else should be on the same page as Aaron Rodgers? In terms of, I got a draft that helps me win in 2024, not my quarterback of the future. Joe Douglas should be on the same page. Because there is no future for Joe Douglas if this team doesn't win.
Right.
He's gone.
Right. So much is riding on what happens in this season. Like, so much is riding on it. And I think back to that scenario that I painted for you earlier at 9-8, just above average season, not great, but not bad for Aaron Rodgers. What do you do? Do you bring back the staff? It's a winning season, right? You've won more than seven games, unlike the last three seasons. But what do you do? Is Robert Saleh and Nate Hackett and Jeff Ulbrich, they all coming back? Or are you starting over? That's the other question, right? Well, that's the limbo that is on this season, regardless of, you know, how Aaron Rodgers plays.
Ryan is in Mawa. How you doing, Ryan?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man. What's up? What's on your mind?
I think there's like a little bit of a middle ground we can go with this draft.
All right.
For the Jets. Like, I know we should be going after someone that can help us win now with the window we got with Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, why not? You know, we don't have a second round pick. First round, we go with an offensive lineman, and then maybe third round, we see a guy like Michael Pratt from Tulane still on the board, and we pick him up. We use two of our fourth round picks to kind of build around our offense, and then you're learning from the Jordan Love situation. You're learning from Aaron Rodgers with Brett Favre. You're having a guy that can sit under quarterback and learn for two, three, four more years, as you're saying, and you know, still capitalize on that early pick in the first round.
I'll tell you why I still don't love it. I'll be honest with you. As of right now, if I'm not mistaken, and certainly correct me if I'm wrong, the Jets pick in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They pick in the third round. They have multiple picks in the fourth round,
yep.
And they have a sixth round pick. That's not a lot of draft capital.
Not in prime drafting locations.
No, right? That's not a lot of it.
They do have three seventh rounders, but what do you do with three seventh rounders?
I mean, maybe a hit, but
those are, hey, just get this kid. Maybe he's a special team
guy.
And
right.
Perhaps he's a depth option at linebacker.
Yes.
Whatever it may be.
So in the prime positions, if you want to consider the first, second, and third round prime positions, they got two freaking picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they need to use as many bullets as they can to fix the now issues. The now issues, not the future issues.
So you're saying O-line at two? One and three?
Well, I'm saying offensive line. I'm even considering Brock Bowers in the first round now. give Aaron Rodgers another toy. Like, my commitment right now as a Jet fan is building this offense. That's what it's about. Free agency starts in 5 days. I can't freaking wait.
Right.
It's fixing a historically bad offense. It isn't simply just getting a bunch of offensive linemen. That's a part of it. But it's fixing it. C.J. Uzomah is no longer in our world anymore. The
mm-hmm.
Jets cut him. They moved on. If you've got a chance to get a tight end that could be elite, elite, I'm considering it. I'm considering everything to improve this offense. But here's my point. I don't want to use any assets on a young quarterback. There is one quarterback they need to add to this roster, and that's a real-life breathing backup quarterback just in case there's an emergency like there was a year ago. That is far different, in my opinion, than signing or drafting your future. Because right now, the future is not only now, future's Aaron Rodgers.
You don't need that player right now. You don't a quarterback. You don't need to go get the filler in for Aaron Rodgers. You need to try to win. Right, and it feels like Woody Johnson, that's what he said a couple of weeks ago. And it feels like the urgency that we're not seeing as much from the Jets, given the Aaron Rodgers signing a year ago, is more on, we just got to win.
Yes.
It's not like, who can we get? We just got to win.
You hear that? You hear that sound in the background?
What's that?
Yes. Four more years.
God.
Four more years.
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 I've never had that chant in my life.
Get your Super Tuesday nonsense out of here.
With Roger's age, it's very fitting.
I don't understand that. Want to explain your joke?
If you know, you know.
Jose Altuve.
Oh, I get it. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers is old. He's still half the age of our two presidential candidates. Think about that for a second.
That's crazy.
Let's go to Roy in Middletown. How you doing, Roy?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking a call. Tiki, big fan.
Thank you, bud.
Evan, big Jet fan, and you hit the nail on the head. But before I go to the Jets, real quick,
yes,
were you surprised that The Rock acknowledged Roman Reigns?
I loved
it.
I thought it was one of the great moments in wrestling history. Seeing The Rock.
Wrestling history?
Yes, seeing The Rock do what he needed to do, which is acknowledge a man who, in my opinion, is the greatest champion professional wrestling has ever seen. Forget Hulk Hogan.
What?
Forget Stone Cold.
He's got like 3 years before he catches Hulk Hogan.
Stop. It's a different world. So The Rock acknowledging Roman Reigns, I thought, and I have a private story I cannot reveal about that moment. Put it this way.
Did Alonzo tell you this story?
It has nothing to do with Pete. My wife acknowledged how important that moment was. I'll leave it at that. Anyhow, go ahead.
So real quick on the Jets, okay? You hit the nail on the head. Number one, I want a tight end. I don't want to waste the draft on a quarterback. I don't want somebody backing up Aaron he'll never look over his shoulder, right?
No.
But I want the red rifle backing him up. I want Andy Dalton.
I forgot about him.
wait a minute now. Okay, wait a minute.
Go on.
Real quick.
Let's say
the Jets start 3-1, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say something minor happens to Aaron where he's out 2 weeks. I don't want a backup that hasn't played, that can't move the offense, and all of a sudden now we're 3-3.
Fair.
I want Dalton in there that we can maybe go 1-1, then Aaron comes back.
That's fair. I got to tell you, on a lot of levels, Roy, I freaking love your idea. On a lot of levels. First of all, let's just call it like it is. Red rifle to red rifle. We do have a little bit of a bond, me and Andy Dalton. And number two, I always felt Andy Dalton was dragged through the mud because of the 0-4 in the playoffs and his horrific postseason numbers, and they're truly, truly bad. But I think he fits the mold as a veteran. He's 36 years old, so he's older. As the perfect relief pitcher, if you will, as a veteran to fill in. So I'm not against it. In fact, I made a whole power rankings of the backup quarterbacks, which I'll reveal as we get closer to free agency. But yes, adding a veteran backup quarterback is essential. It's one of the most important things the Jets need to do, but it is far different than looking to replace Aaron Rodgers, because you don't need to look to replace Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers himself has told us in a very strong voice, 4 more years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.